ध्यायामो धवलावगुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवती मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गी मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। So in the last day we started the third chapter of Narada Bhakti Sutra. So the third chapter titles Bhakti Sadhanani, or the sadhanas for bhakti, whatever are the ways to get para bhakti. So Narada first said like tattu vishayatyagat sangatyagatcha, vishayatyagam and sangatyagam. So Vishayam, renouncing attachment to objects, which means like objects itself. So renouncing objects, or Tyagam of objects, and renouncing attachment. So both are Vishayam and Sangam, both go hand in hand. So if there is an object, if there is a thought in the mind, then we can get attached to it. So if there is no thought, then there will be no attachment. So that is one aspect of bhakti, that we have to get rid of attachment to anything and everything. So attachment towards everything has to be stopped. A person has to get rid of it. So if we get rid of attachment to everything, then like as Ramakrishna Paramahamsa used to tell, that desires cannot be eliminated or completely destroyed. We cannot completely destroy desires. Mind means thoughts. Thoughts are will be there in the mind. We cannot get rid of the world, because the world doesn't really exist. That world which doesn't really exist cannot be removed. So the world will still be there. So the mind, as long as the mind is there, thoughts are going to be there. So until a person realizes, the mind will have thoughts. So until then, like removing thoughts means there should be some way to remove thoughts. So as Ramakrishna Paramahamsa used to say, that desires cannot be removed, but we can bring good desires, better desires, or bring in good desires in the place of bad desires. So both are chains. So bad desires or bad thoughts, bad attachments, all those are iron chains, whereas good desires are golden chains. But the good desires are such that they, like, once a person sticks on to those desires automatically vanish. So krutva jnanam swayam nashyet jalam kataka renuvat. So when a person puts alum in water, so the alum itself dissolves and it purifies the water. So it does both. So if we have to accomplish renunciation of attachment to the entire world, then we have to stick on to something else. And that is what Narada says in the next sutra, is avyavratta bhajanat. So avyavratta bhajanam. So bhajanam, so renouncing desire for the world, for the temporary world, whereas being attached to the real or the reality which is Ishvara. So bhajanam, by bhajanam, so the second thing Narada says is bhajanam. So the first is getting rid of attachments, or reducing the attachments towards worldly objects, towards worldly people. That has to get reduced. Attachment, with attachment comes dependency, with dependency comes like a sort of limitation, and with that limitation comes sorrow, because we become like a lame person. A lame person is always sad because he cannot walk off his own. He cannot walk off his own because he has to depend on somebody else. So dependency or limitation, all those have to vanish. So get rid of attachments to the world, whereas And that can happen when we get attached to Ishvara. So avyavritta bhajanam. Bhajanam or seeking Ishvara, remembering Ishvara, and avyavritta. So Narada gives a word here or qualifies bhajanam as avyavritta. So this is the same thing that Ramana Maharshi gives as ajyadharaya srotasasamam sarala chintanam viralata param. So after speaking about dhyanam, Ramana Maharshi there says that sarala chintanam viralata param. So virala chintanam, tough or effortful chintanam, meditation, compared to that, effortless, simple meditation is better. What is simple meditation? How does meditation become simple? So how does anything become simple? So when we keep on doing something, it becomes very simple. So the first day we drive a car, it is tough. The second day it's okay. Third day it's kind of okay. Fourth day we become an expert. So, and the fifth day, like a person, like a co-passenger comes, then it is again starting from the first day. But after we drive, like for a few days with a friend and talking, then it becomes natural, it comes natural. So cooking is very tough for many people, so including me. Cooking is very tough. It requires a lot of effort. You don't know anything at all. You can't judge things. It becomes very tough. It is very tough. But for some people, for women, cooking comes naturally. Why? They are also like human beings like me. So how are they able to do that? They are able to do that because practice or abhyasam. Continuously doing it, that makes it simple. So sarala chintanam, simplicity means ajyadharaya srotasasanam. The thought has to be srotasasanam, means the thoughts have to be pure in itself. So pure thoughts, what is a pure thought? So pure thought means thinking about Ishvara and wanting nothing but remembrance of Ishvara. That is purity. So real purity is pure like water. That's what Ramana Maharshi gives there. So purity means good thoughts, real thoughts, thoughts about Ishvara and nothing else. That is pure. And then ajyadharaya, the flow, like the flow or meditation, this bhajanam should, or the thoughts in the mind, which we call as bhajanam or dhyanam, that has to be like the flow of a viscous fluid, flow of oil. Ajyadharaya, ajya means oil, dharaya, the dharas or the flow of oil. Similarly, that means if we have a small glass piece, and then on it, like if we keep it slanting and then pour a little bit water onto it, then it will immediately fall. And some liquids, like they'll not, like we can see each and every particle or each and every bit separate, but when we pour oil, it's like together it flows, it is continuous. So continuity is essential. So with practice, like if something has to become simple and effortless, then practice should be done to ensure that there is continuity. So avyavrittam. So vyavrittam means limited or uncontinuous, discontinuous, we can say. I think discontinuous is the word. So rather than that, continuous. So that is the meaning here. Avyavrittam. Vyavrittam means like kind of limited or discontinuous is the meaning. So avyavrittam means continuous thoughts. So we need to have continuous thoughts. Continuous means, like we can also say continuous, a better way to put it is uninterrupted. So that which is not interrupted, like the flow of oil, a viscous fluid. So that should be the thought. So if a person is constantly or continuously doing bhajanam of Ishvara, then how can such a person get attached to the world? How can such a person remember anything else? So a person who has tasted, like, look, if we look at Amma or Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, we will understand this. The taste of Ishvara is, it's something which is beyond expression. We cannot express it. It is beyond expression. But it is very much addictive. It is really addictive because it is bliss. So bliss means like that is the greatest or the highest happiness that we can find. If we get that, then we will not seek anything else. So Ramatirtha, like if you guys get a chance, you can search for Swami Ramatirtha. He was a saint in the 20th century, just after Swami Vivekananda. He was inspired by Swami Vivekananda. He took sannyasam and he came to the US and gave speeches. So the first speech he says is, he gave here is abode of happiness. So he says that happiness keeps on changing. When we are very young, then very young, like let's say infant, just few months, then mother's breast, that is what we are attached to. And then we grow a little bit, then toys, a little bit more like some pictures or other things. And then when we grow a little bit more older, then games. And then like when we become young, a woman. So he like he beautifully takes through the life of a person from young age till the age of 30 or 40. So the person gets attached to the wife, to a woman, and then he marries the woman. So his attachment is the woman now. Happiness is derived from the woman, and then a child is born. So happiness is towards the child. So he goes to work, and all of a sudden he gets a news that okay, his house is on fire. So he just received another news that he got promoted. He doesn't even care about promotion. He runs to his house. He is not really cared about his wife, but he is caring about, like he is worried about his son. So abode of happiness keeps on changing. It continuously changes. But we are seeking happiness. We seek something because we know that it gives happiness. Nobody goes to a lion and says, "Hi, how are you?" Nobody says that because they know that they won't get any happiness out of talking with the lion. So once a person gets the taste of Ishvara's happiness, the Anandam that is in Ishvara, then nothing else will suffice our the thirst for that happiness. So it's like what people say, like once you start gaining money or once you start earning money, the more the money you get, the more your desires will be. So initially it will be just like a small house, and then like it will be a scooter, and then a car, and then a helicopter, and then like we don't know where it will end, jet planes or rockets, and then like later like I'll have a glider, like where I can fly my own flights and other things. So even as that grows, so happiness, like it is happiness that we seek. And once we get the best happiness, then we cannot stop at any other happiness. We cannot be content with anything else. So this is like a lover. So a lover once meets somebody, like her lover, his love, a very beautiful person of the opposite sex, and she gets attached to him. When she gets attached to him, she cannot but think about him only. So even when the father comes and tells, "Oh, this is like, come on, like let's have dinner, and it's your favorite food, it's your favorite dress I have bought you," nothing feels important for her or him other than the person or whom he or she loves. So similar way, like once we get the taste of Ishvara's Anandam, then nothing else can pacify us. And that is the very reason why we are learning Narada Bhakti Sutra. We won't be learning Narada Bhakti Sutra if we haven't got a taste of the Anandam that we will get by realizing Ishvara. And we should, like, when time permits, we should search in the net Ramatirtha, like few of his articles are available online itself. We should go through it. When he gave those speeches in US, he was awarded like honorary doctorate from many universities. Like many universities offered him doctorate for just those speeches. That's it. He declined all those because for a person who has got Anandam, the entire world is Trina Tulyam. That's one of the expression that is used in spirituality, everything. Like when a person has tasted Ishvara Anandam, then like everything is Trinatulyam, everything is like a grass, everything is of no use, it has no value, that cannot fulfill or pacify. So avyavratta bhajanat, so if we have tasted Ishvara's Anandam, then we will be trying to continuously remember Ishvara so that we can get that Anandam. So like it's like the same, going back to the same example of a lover. So once the lover finds a woman, beautiful woman, then like he can only think about her. Okay, I saw her in this mall. So where is this mall? Is she from a nearby place? Is she from a far off place? I should have got her name. I should go to the mall again. Let me go daily and see if I can find her again. So his mind, like whatever is in his mind, is trying to find out that woman. Similarly, our girls, sorry for my bad language, or the girl. So similarly, a person who has tasted Ishvara, his goal will be trying to do bhajanam at all times, avyavratta bhajanam, trying to continuously do bhajanam of Ishvara, which means automatically vishetyagam and sangatyagam will happen. If it doesn't happen, we have to add that as well. So for some people, they just seek Ishvara automatically, attachment or passion for the world vanishes. For some people, the bhajanam is not that strong that they still are attached to the world. So in that case, they will have to remember vishetyagam and sangatyagam is also a sadhana. They'll have to consciously do it. So what this means is some people, if they implement one, the other automatically comes. In some cases, it may not be. Therefore, we'll have to look, or we'll have to decide for ourselves. We'll have to analyze as to what or how we are able to do it, whether we are able to get both by just following one. So getting rid of the world, jagan mithya, getting rid of the world means vishetyagam. As we discussed, vishetyagam is not externally renouncing the world. Vishetyagam is internal, inner renunciation. It is renouncing the world internally. That means doing everything as usual but not getting attached. So sangatyagam, internally not getting attached. That means internally nirbandham, or internally not sticking onto something or holding on to something very strongly. That won't happen. So externally I do have a car, okay, that doesn't mean this after the discourse, like after renounce everything, so I'll give up my house, I'll give up my car, I'll give up everything. So that's not what is meant here. What is meant is inner renunciation. That means when tomorrow we have to get rid of the car, we are fine to do it. So even though a person might externally renounce, internally he may get attached to things. So that's the reason why, like, inner renunciation is what is more important. Internally not getting attached to that is more important. So Amma gives this beautiful story to illustrate this point. So once two swamis, sannyasis, were walking by. So they had to cross a river. So there was a young lady who had to cross the river. So, but like it was flood time or something of that sort, or tides were high, so she couldn't cross the river just like that. It was maybe like till the neck or something, we can say neck deep water was there. So the lady was waiting there. One of the sannyasi, he took the lady on his shoulder and then they crossed. And then like he dropped the lady and then he started walking with the other sannyasi. The other sannyasi started telling, how could you do this? Like, you are a sannyasi, how could you like touch a woman and that too like carry her on your shoulder? How could you do this? Can't believe you did this. So he went on for like 10-15 minutes. After that, the first Swami replied, I dropped her once we crossed the river, but you are still holding on to her. So the second sannyasi, though he didn't even carry her, but still he was holding on to her, he was thinking about her. So externally a person might be having or possessing things, that doesn't matter. What really matters is internally whether a person is concentrating on those objects, he is attached, that is what is really important. So what we have to do is inner renunciation and then trying to continuously focus on Ishvara. So continuously focus on Ishvara. Oh Narada, like you are so concise, like I can't understand. It is so crisp. Can you explain as to how to get this avyavrata bhajanam? Avyavrata bhajanam, continuous remembrance, okay. But is there an easy way to do that? Like you just say continuous remembrance. That seems vague. It's tough to implement. So is there a simple way? So Narada says, Loke api Bhagavad Guna Shravana Kirtanat. Loke api, is it Loke api or... Okay, Loke api, Loke. Loke means in the lokam. Api, so in the world as well, Bhagavad Guna Shravana Kirtanat. So in the world, we can see that this Avyavrata Bhajanam can be achieved through Bhagavad Guna Shravana Kirtanat. Bhagavad Guna means the Lord's glory. So here Guna doesn't exactly mean Sagunam or the aspects of Ishvara, but just the glories of Ishvara. Shravanam, listening to it, Kirtanam, singing or talking. So that is how a person can get Avyavrata Bhajanam. So one way to interpret this fourth sutra is, this is the third sadhana that Narada gives. And another way is Avyavrata Bhajanam can be done by Bhagavad Guna Shravanam and Bhagavad Guna Kirtanam. Praising or singing the glories of the Lord, listening to the glories of the Lord, that's the easy way to remember the Lord. It's quite simple. If we have to get used to something, then we have to do it. We have to listen to it. We have to really do it. So if we have to have the thought of Tom Hanks, then what should we do? Quite simple. We have to watch his movies. And then we have to start speaking about him to everyone. Oh, Tom Hanks movie. Oh, Tom Hanks movie. The new movie, like Amir Khan's Gajini got released. Go on speaking about Gajini, then automatically thought of Amir Khan will be there in the mind. Similarly, Ishvara Smarana, Avyavrata Bhajanam can be easily achieved when a person does Bhagavad Guna Shravanam and Bhagavad Guna Kirtanam. So, Shravanam and Kirtanam. So, this is almost the same as Navavidha Bhakti. So, Narada will be giving a different version of, or his version of Navavidha Bhakti, which is Ekadasha Bhakti, which we will see in the last chapter. For now, Bhagavad Guna Shravanam and Bhagavad Guna Kirtanam. So, Bhagavad Guna, here we have to always remember that wherever Narada says Bhagavad and Bhagavad Guna, Bhagavan means a person or the ultimate reality of the world. Bhagavan means Advitiya Satyam, that is meant. Everywhere it is meant, as we learned in Avyaktam Yaktimapannam Manyante Mama Buddhayaha Parambhavam Ajanam Mama Avyayam Anuttamam. And people who think of me as having gunas, having qualities, having form, they are fools. They don't really know my true nature. And such people are, they don't know me because I am veiled by Maya. That's what Krishna says in the 7th chapter. So here Bhagavad Guna Shravanam means Bhagavatam, Ramayanam, any work. It doesn't matter what work we are learning or listening or singing but it means that Ishvara as the Advitiya Satyam. Emphasis or focus is on Advitiya Satyam and not on anything else. So people just listen to Bhagavatam stories, and after that they say, wait a minute, like you said Ambariksha story, but I think that is wrong. Oh, you said Mahabali story, but Mahabali was sent to Patalam, not to Rasatalam, as you say. But it was Patalam, I'm sure. I'm 100% sure, Patalam. I don't agree with you. Come on, let's go to a Bhagavata Vidwan and ask him. What is the point of asking? Nothing at all. Bhagavata Vidwan himself will start telling, oh, you are wrong, like it's a Rasatalam only. How can you not know this? It's quite simple. Bhagavad Gita will also delude us more. So that's the way the world is now. People who speak about Bhagavatam, they don't know what Bhagavatam speaks about. So Bhagavatam iti Srimad Bhagavata Puranam Amalam Yat Vaishnavanam Priyam Yasmin Paramahamsyam Ekam Jnanam Param Giyate. That Ekam Jnanam Advitiya Satyam is the goal. Sarva Vedanta Saram Yad Brahmatmaikyatva Lakshanam Vastu Advitiyam Yan Nishtam Kaivalyeka Prayojanam. So Bhagavatam says that it speaks about Advitiya Satyam. The goal is Kaivalyam Brahmatmaikyatjnanam. So after not knowing all those shlokas, people just go behind Bhagavatam. They sing Ishvara's glory and they become great people, great devotees. And people who speak about Advitiya Satyam, like Balakrishna Nair, they become, oh, that is above my head, like that's not right. It's not appealing, come on, it's not appealing. If I go to Sundara Kumar, it's very appealing, like he sings those beautiful Marathi abhangs, and then tears come off his eyes. He says, I have to do this, I have to do that. He says, Sandhya Vandanam is essential. He says, this is essential, that is essential. Well, that's good. All those are very good. In the next birth, we will go to Vaikundam. And in Vaikundam, like when some Asura comes, we will have to run along with Vishnu. That will be the state. It's up to us to decide. But the Shastras don't speak about Ishvara. Ishvara's glory just for us to get deluded in the story or the glory. All those stories, all those glories have a meaning to them. Have a meaning as to how we can remember Ishvara. Ishvara is the essence of everything, all Shastras. Ishvara is the essence. Leave out that, there is no Bhagavad Gunashravanam, which means there is no Avyavritta Bhajanam. Avyavritta Bhajanam means speaking about Ishvara. So it's like you go to a person's house and then say, oh, you have a good cat. Oh, you have a good couch. Oh, you have a good TV. It's like a big one, plasma TV. Oh, your wife is beautiful. And she cooks good. The person will, the next, or the reply from the house owner will be, can you please get out? Maybe like he won't even say, can you please? He'll say, get out. Because you go there to appreciate the person, but instead of appreciating the person, appreciate everything that is there, everything associated with the person. Appreciate everything except the person. Remember everything except Amma. What did you learn from the retreat? Oh, Amrita Swarupananda sings better than Ramesh Rao. That is what we learned. Oh, Amrita Swarupananda sang Tittitara. Oh, Amma, she wore a purple dress, orange dress. People will be talking like in lengths about Amma's dress. Forgetting that it's not the dress, it is Amma who should, like whom or where our focus should be, rather than that, the focus goes. That's the reason why last year, Amrita Swarupananda said when two kids were playing around, like one kid was using the mic and as if talking, so he said, oh, the kid is distracting. Because if the kid is there, like our focus will be on the kid rather than Ishvara. So Ishvara should be the focus, not anything else. So if anything else is, we focus on anything else, Ishvara will not be angry. Ishvara is Karunamayan. So he is like Amma, Karunamayi, Kripamayi. So Amma will not be angry like if we focus on Amma's dress. But we will not get the benefit of Anandam, that's the only thing. So if we need Anandam, then Avyavritta Bhajanam means Bhagavad Guna Shravanam and Bhagavad Guna Kirtanam. Bhagavad Guna Shravanam and Kirtanam of Bhagavad Guna. Bhagavad Guna means Bhagavan. So can we remember, can we apprehend Bhagavan? For some people, like Nirguna Bhajanam is possible. Seeing Ishvara everywhere is possible. For others, it's not possible to apprehend Bhagavan. So then how can we remember Bhagavan? As I say, Guna. Bhagavan as a guna. The small child cannot see the elephant, it cannot apprehend the elephant. Therefore, give a small elephant toy exactly or having the qualities of the elephant. So similarly, Bhagavad Guna or Bhagavan's glories are like ways in which we can apprehend, we can reach out to Bhagavan. So Bhagavan's glories, as found in the scriptures, as found in the Puranas, they speak about Bhagavan, they speak stories of Bhagavan, so that we can easily get to Bhagavan, so that without any effort our concentration goes on to Bhagavan. After half an hour Narada Bhakti Sutra discourse, the next thing will be, oh, what can I have for dinner? So that will be the very next question after listening to Narada Bhakti Sutra or learning Narada Bhakti Sutra. Instead, if it is Bhagavatam, then all the while we'll be thinking, oh Ishvara, oh how beautiful Krishna is, oh what glory, how glorious a person he is. And even when Bhagavatam gets over, we'll be focusing on Ishvara. Oh Ishvara, like how much power he has, how much compassionate he is. So we'll still be thinking about him. So it's an easy way to, even during the, or while we are listening or talking about Ishvara, it's easy to focus. And after that also, Ishvara Smarana automatically comes if we concentrate on Bhagavad Guna or glories of Ishvara. So the two sadhanas that Narada has given till now is, one is Vishayatyagam Sangatyagam or Jagan Mithya, not renouncing externally but internally renouncing, internally not have being strict about anything in the world, and Avyavritta Bhajanam, continuous worship or continuous seeking of Ishvara, continuous remembrance of Ishvara through Bhagavad Guna Shravanam and Kirtanam, through listening to the glories of the Lord and singing the glories of the Lord, glories of Advitiya Satyam. If that Advitiya Satyam, if Lord's nature is not mentioned as Nirgunam, Nirakaram, all-pervasive, then it is not Avyavritta Bhajanam, it won't give us Anandam. We'll continue in the next day. Namaskar.